This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Things could change again, of course, but as of now, Janet Yellen is likely to be the next chair of the Federal Reserve, indeed the Fed's first chairwoman. Yellen has a lot of experience at the Fed. She's gotten endorsements from leading economists, from Democratic politicians and progressive groups, but she only seems to have risen to the top of President Obama's list by process of elimination. So what in the world was wrong with Janet Yellen in the president's eyes? Marketplace's Mark Garrison looks into that.
How Yellen fell behind Summers in this contest critical to monetary policy had practically nothing to do with monetary policy. Go ahead. Just try asking a former Fed economist like Ann Owen.
That sounds more like a political question. I mean, honestly, I'm not sure if I'm the right person to answer that question.
The president and his top advisors just didn't know Yellen and felt comfortable with someone they did, Summers. It was mostly politics, though not all. The new Fed chair will have to unwind the stimulus. ITG chief economist Steve Blitz points out that Summers fans thought he'd do a better job than a Fed insider.
The more substantive point that people make about Yellen is this concern that she will not be quick enough to, quote-unquote, take the punch bowl from the party.
The White House wanted the guy they knew. And that's where things got ugly. Larry Summers fans went after Yellen in the press, questioning not so much her credentials, but whether she was aggressive or tough enough, and whether she had enough gravitas. Leadership consultant Jill Flynn has heard that line before.
The word gravitas is a code word for male leader as opposed to female leader.
The attacks on Yellen brought gender politics into the mix and took the debate even further from the actual work of the Fed chair. But if she does get the job, Columbia Business School professor Catherine Phillips says the drama will be irrelevant.
I absolutely believe none of it matters, because when she gets in there and she has the authority of the position that she will be in, she will be the only one in that position, and people will have to live with it.
If, of course, this bizarre hiring process finally ends with Janet Yellen as Fed chair. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.